This is an AMI podcast.
Hi, Dave Brown here. I'm the host of Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio. What is Now with Dave Brown? That's a really good question. It's your daily dose of news, sports, politics, technology, and so much more, all through the lens of the blind and partially sighted community. Things do get a bit heated. We debate some pretty big issues, and I give a hot take or two, but it keeps the debate moving and keeps things interesting. Listen to Now with Dave Brown wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show Kelly & Company that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
When you tune into the show in the middle of an interview.
Have you ever tried to leash your cat?
Yes, it doesn't work.
They lie on their backs and yowl. It doesn't work.
You're listening to Kelly & Company on AMI Audio.
This weekend, our friends over on the Pulse at 10 a.m. Eastern time are going to be speaking to Harvard professor and neuroscientist Stephen Lockley about sleep and circadian rhythm disorders for people who are vision impaired. Very much a big subject that many of us have, and I think sometimes people don't even realize the impact. On Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern, they re-aired their conversation with Manitoba-based Indigenous rapper Matt Mack about being a blind performer on the res. The Pulse this weekend on AMI Audio, also available as a podcast. Kelly McDonald with Ramya Muthan. We're hosts of the program. Thanks for being back here with us for hour two of the show, and we're going to keep it just as busy, Rum.
Absolutely, and it's community reporter time, which means tons of busyness with taking down information. So we do our community reports here on the show Tuesdays and Thursdays. Anthony Hodgetts is joining us now with updates from Calgary, Alberta. Anthony, I'm right. You got lots of stuff for us today.
I do, but I don't have any yowling cats. I'm sorry. Because your last little PSA was talking about leashing your cats. I'm sorry. Don't get any yowling cats lay on their back. But I got lots of other good stuff.
Our Crystal Joe. Yeah, that's right. I personally haven't tried to leash a cat myself.
Neither have I.
But apparently we got first-hand
the heck out of me,
experience.
So I choose not to.
You'd look great walking along with one, Rum, on a leash.
I have enough trouble trying to leash my dog, okay? So.
Yeah, but at least he pulls you along. You go out in the snow, he'll just take you for a ride, and you can just sit on your phone.
Mommy, mush.
Exactly.
Bring your own toboggan, that's what I say. So you're going to start with the wedding fair. Tell us about this.
Yeah, now the wedding fair, it is the biggest and longest running wedding fair in the city. It is, just a minute here, hang on. It is actually one of the longest running fairs in the city, and it runs from the, it runs, you know what? Having a hard time. March 14th. It's a day long. So it runs from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And as the gentleman, Anil, has said to me, this is the one show that we do at CanWest that takes us all year to put together. They have lots of different organizations that are coming in, like wedding stores, Moors for the men who want to get their suits, all the great stuff without all the extra distraction of other stuff. Like sometimes you go to these fairs and there's just so many places to check out, you can't see them all. It's like going to Disneyland. You're never going to get it all done in one day. But that's what these guys have set up. And they also have fashion shows, which run at 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. And they're just like a New York fashion show. They've got the runway and everything. I don't really know much about it, but Anil, who's been in the industry, has said that they have New York production values. Those are his words. So if you're looking to go to this thing, it's $25 a ticket, and it is at 1410 Olympic Way Southeast, which is the Stampede Grounds. And yeah, you can check them out you can give them a call at 403-242-0859.
They also have like VIP ticket options, so you can contact or get on the site for more details.
Oh, and here's the other thing that you won't know. If you tell them that you're visually impaired, they'll give you front row seats for the for the show that they have the different fashion shows because of the fact that people can't see well further back. So if you're straight up with them, you can get some kind of a deal there. Doesn't cost
any
extra.
And as a bonus, they should do live description of the runway walks.
You know, that's not a hell. You know what? Why don't you give Anil a call and suggest that? I think that's a hell of an idea.
I would too.
Yeah, the person sit down beside you and just say, hello, take a listen. Now I'm going to tell you what's going on now, right now.
Oh,
but that's
amazing.
Two seats you're using up.
Yeah.
Hell, you'd be good for that. You would be great for that, actually, man.
Yeah, I would.
Have you ever gone to a wedding fair, Rami? I actually think you may have when your friend got married. What was your experience with it?
Well, we went to one wedding store, like a dress store, to get bridesmaids' dresses, and that was a lot of shopping, like you said. I mean, imagine if you're going into a dress store and there's already racks and racks and racks of dresses that you have to go through and pick colors and pick themes and sizes and fits and preferences. I can't imagine what an entire wedding fair would be like, the experience of that. But I'm so curious, though. It's a lot, but I'm still curious.
There are other shows, there are other wedding fairs in the city, but because they've been around 30 years, they have the reputation. So, like I said, CanWest has got some other shows that I'll be dropping here in the future, but they're one of the biggest companies in the city, so they're great at what they do. And they do these shows in other places as well sometimes, so you'll get, like, the Halloween show is only here, but some of the other shows they do them in all the other venues, and they literally go to each venue, check it out, make sure that everything works right, and so the experience for the customer is just A number one.
Nice.
Awesome. Sir, you got Inside Out Theater and their online offerings.
Yeah, actually, what I discovered, I was doing, they sent an email out about it, and it was The Wizard of Oz. It was where they would kind of test the script out. I forget the exact name of it, but you would literally test the script and make sure everything was working correctly. The woman who played Dorothy, she was actually part of the Inside Out Theater team, and she's visually impaired. She did a great job of it, actually. It was all on YouTube. You just basically, they do it two ways. Sometimes they use Zoom, sometimes they use YouTube. In this case, they used Zoom, and they also had a video camera crew there, and they did it like you would do one of those TV shows for one of the big services, right? They had like two or three camera angles on this thing. Now, I didn't see that, but that's what, it was like a Netflix production, basically.
Wow.
And it was pretty amazing, actually. Just four people or five people, six people sitting on the stage at the Max Bell Theater, which took them days to get organized because this was in the midst of the pandemic when things were just starting to reboot themselves and there was lots of protocols that had to occur. So they got her done. They were doing a lot of it on Zoom as far as getting it together. But once it was there, they literally did it live from the theater. So you almost felt like you were there.
That is actually so much fun. I love the idea of it, and I get it. It's a struggle because theaters, they need to make some money and things like that, and we're trying to still get people to buy into buying tickets for some of the theater stuff that's available. But they've got a whole year ahead of offerings ahead, don't they,
Anthony? Yes, they do. They've got some orchestra and some opera stuff coming up as well. I haven't seen the whole calendar yet, but like I said, this is going to be their 2021 season. So you can always go to InsideOutTheater.com, or you can call the box office at 282-4801. I'm sure Cole and those guys would be lovely to talk to you. They're great. They're a great team over there.
Well, people can't help get excited, I'm sure, even with the virtual prospect. It's not the same, I know, for a lot of actors now, but everybody's embracing and trying to work this out and have learned a lot of things in 8 months. We'll put up the links to on our blog, ami.ca/KellyCo.
All right, let's move on to the third one then. This one's super exciting. I'm seeing more and more of these, and I get excited every time. Audiobook Club CNIB Calgary, and this is virtual.
Yes, they've been doing this for quite a while. Sometimes I miss it, but I'm going to make more of an effort to check it out. I've been to a couple of CNIB book clubs, and they're all awesome. But this one is local to us, and it's basically you just bring a book that you've been reading, and you talk about it. And everybody sort of swaps titles, and it's really great. So if you're interested, you can give Amber Dujay a call at 403-266-8831 or email her, because everyone's working from home nowadays, at amber.dujay, that's D-U-J-A-Y, at cnib.ca. And she'll hook you up. It's done on a telephone this time. So you just phone a toll-free number, punch in a couple numbers, and you're good to go. You stick it on speaker, and off you go.
Nice. Yeah, that's really good. I love how flexible it is. I know that a lot of us who've been part of book clubs. Have you been part of any book clubs, Anthony?
Not recently, but until I started doing some of the CNIB ones. I used to go to this particular book club here, but then okay. My life got just busy with yoga and other such things, so I wasn't able to, but now I'm able to, and it's really good to get back into it. I love learning from other folks. How was your experience?
Yeah, yeah, exactly what I was going to say. You know, before it was mostly in person, because there's the perks of having an in-person book club, right? You're doing it over dinner or drinks or snacks or cookies, exactly. But now the other side of it is you get the perks of being at home, being comfortable. Maybe there's themes with different foods and whatever, but aside from that, you can kind of run things any time of day, weekends, whatever may be. And there's just that comfort level of staying at home and reading.
Yeah, I'm involved in the book club now. It's at 8 o'clock my time on a Tuesday. It's pretty on a Thursday or Tuesday. All the days run together, but I always make sure that. And the nice thing is, it allows you to have authors come in as well. The one in CNIB Toronto they had an author come in and talk to us. So you know that's the beauty of doing it virtually. You can bring in people from anywhere.
Yes, and I think it's also more flexible in how long you want to stay, right? It could be a 2-hour time period. Maybe you can't make the full 2 hours, but you're not really causing much of a disturbance by saying, okay, guys, I got to hop off this call. So that's also a plus. Yeah, I like it. Sounds good. And then they require registration. So you're contacting Lauren Taylor?
Okay. Yes. I'm sorry. I gave you the wrong name. Lauren Taylor is the person you contact at Lauren, Lauren.Taylor. At CNIB.ca or 403-266-8831.
Okay. Sounds good, man. Thank you so much for bringing
Alrighty.
Us these topics.
Thank you.
AMI.ca/Kelly Co for all of Anthony's information from today's report. And he'll be back next month.
You ever thought of being part of a book club that is a specific genre?
Probably not.
Would that work for you, no?
No.
Yeah. I mean,
I want to come out of my comfort zone.
Well, some people belong to those sci-fi ones. We know Ryan Hui could do well with that.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, always gathering up lots of information because we're a curious bunch. We've got curious minds ahead. Speaking of, stick around as Christine Malick joins us after this.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.